You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. In the late 1800s, San Francisco started to get crowded. To make more room, the city outlawed burials, and it moved all of its cemeteries south to Colma. The business of funerals, however, stayed in San Francisco. The Southern Pacific Railroad cut through the Mission on its way to Colma, and so new mortuaries started opening up along Valencia Street, including in the building that's now the chapel. Today, the chapel is a lively music venue, but many people who work there say its history as a mortuary lingers. KELW's Zoe Ferrigno has that story.
It's a quiet afternoon at the chapel. The bar hasn't opened yet, and I'm standing in between the kitchen and the patio, looking up at a big, rusty piece of metal on a wall. It looks like it could be an old wagon spoke or just a weird piece of art, but in reality...
That's the crank right there, where they used to hoist the bodies up after they went through the proper process to be buried. They would be hoisted up using this crank.
Paul Chalker handles PR for the chapel, and he's giving me a tour of the building. He says where we're standing right now used to be a garage where bodies were loaded onto the train. Joining us is former chapel bartender Javi Castro. He leads us down a flight of stairs into the basement wine cellar. It's small, cold, and pitch black.
And then at 2:30 in the morning, nobody else here. Super dead quiet. You'd never ever want to be here more than 10 seconds.
This is where the bodies used to be.
Yeah.
Javi says when he first started working at the chapel, some guys on the cleaning crew told him they thought the building was haunted. After an experience down here in the cellar, Javi became a believer.
The door just slammed shut on me. And I opened the door, there's nobody there. And then I got super, super spooked, like all this weird, like energy up my spine. I was just like, I knew I was not alone at that time. And that's when it started. I was like, all right, this is for real.
After that night, Javi says he'd often see figures out of the corner of his eye, but they'd vanish when he turned to get a better look. It was like something was there, but always just out of view. But for others, the presence of something ghostly has been a little less subtle.
I would be in the kitchen really, really early in the morning, and there would be nobody else in that building.
Elaine Osuna is a chef who helped open the chapel. She tells me that she would often see the shadowy figure of a woman in a hallway by the kitchen.
No, she has, or she, it's like she's in like a white dress, and her hair is in a way, like I can see how she's styled, like her hair is in a way kind of like an old-fashioned bun.
Elaine noticed something else unique about the woman.
The smell of roses was always with her.
Elaine called her the Rose Lady.
You're gonna think I'm nuts, but I always felt like she was kind of keeping me company. And so I know it sounds nutty, but she kind of made me feel like I wasn't by myself in a good way.
But if Elaine is nuts, so is everyone I talked to at the chapel.
There was a shelf, like a metal shelf with all sorts of beer bottles on it. And one time a bottle just basically shot straight at me, like horizontally off the shelf, and then just stopped in midair and just dropped to the ground.
That's former barback Rick Altieri. And here's Erica Wesley. She manages the venue's box office.
I've seen things in the bathrooms, like kind of like shadowy figures. Like it's usually standing behind me, and like when I look in the mirror, it's like behind me. One time I had someone tap me on the shoulder, and there was no one there.
It turns out, though, that sometimes the creepiest things happened at the chapel when no one was around to see them. A few years ago, one of the security cameras captured something late at night. You can look the video up online. In it, you can see the area where the old body crank is. The last member of the cleaning crew leaves, and all of a sudden, a little girl appears, wearing a white dress and no shoes. She darts into the room and then runs back out. Erica was one of the first people to see the video.
And when we went back through all the footage, We looked at every camera the entire night, and there's nobody there that's wearing anything like that. There was another camera that would have picked up her movements once she left, and that camera shows nothing.
After news of the video spread, more people came forward, sharing sightings of the girl. People at the chapel started calling her Valencia, after the street. I ask a few people whether they're sure Valencia is really a ghost, or if there might be another explanation. But everyone seems convinced. As Erica told me, when it comes to believing in ghost stories, the chapel is a pretty persuasive place.
I don't know, man, it's turned people. Like, we've had people that work there that don't believe in ghosts at all. You know, people that are in their 20s and 30s and have never believed in any of that stuff.
But after working at the chapel, now they're believers. On Valencia Street, I'm Zoe Ferrigno for Cross Currents.
That was the last of three Bay Area ghost stories produced in honor of Halloween. You can find all three at our website, klw.org. That is, if you dare.